Trump mainly focused on the GOP primary for governor, where construction company owner Tim Michels is thought to be in a tight race with former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Trump had already endorsed Michels, but added to his praise for the business executive from Brownsville.
He builds massive tunnels and infrastructures and bidding like on the Lincoln Tunnel in New York, and he bores through earth, he bores through mountains, he's big stuff.
It used to be rare for Republicans to criticize other Republicans, but that's what Trump did when he then verbally attacked Michael's main rival, Clayfish.
A career politician and a political insider. I've known her for a long time. She's the handpicked candidate of the failed establishment, the rhinos, and the Washington swamp, and she's running a campaign of falsehoods and lies.
Earlier this week in Pewaukee, Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence endorsed Rebecca Clayfish. Among other things, Pence praised her efforts to support law enforcement. Last night, Trump did not stop at the primary for governor. He also blasted Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who's facing a primary challenge from Adam Steen in a GOP legislative contest in Racine County. Trump remains upset that Voss has not done more to decertify the results of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin, won by Joe Biden by about 21,000 votes.
Despite undeniable evidence of rigging and fraud, Speaker Voss has taken no steps to hold the Wisconsin Election Commission accountable, clean up the voter rolls, or right any of the other terrible wrongs.
Trump went on to praise a controversial election fraud investigation by former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, a highly criticized probe that Voss authorized. Voss told WUWM this week that Trump's endorsement of Steen was not surprising, and that Voss is proud of his efforts during the previous decade to support then-Governor Scott Walker. Trump did not allow Steen to speak during the former president's time on the stage, but Michels was asked to make remarks, and did so, sounding very excited.
The greatest thing that we can do is vote on Tuesday, and that is the path to getting rid of Tony Evers and getting proper leadership in the governor's office in Madison.
The re-election campaign of incumbent Governor Tony Evers said yesterday that Michels has embraced Trump's election lies. Democrats also held at least three news conferences to discuss the Trump visit. In Waukesha, State Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer said the Trump ticket lost Wisconsin in 2020.
Both Trump and Pence were rejected by Wisconsin voters for their extreme divisive politics. And Wisconsin voters will reject their chosen candidate this fall.
Republicans and Democrats up and down their respective tickets are expected to do a lot more campaigning this weekend, into Monday, and possibly until the polls close on Tuesday. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.